Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. Officials in Louisville, Kentucky are under pressure to disclose details on a grand jury decision not to bring homicide charges in the police killing of Breonna Taylor. Fired officer Brett Hankinson is facing endangerment charges for firing into the home of Taylor's neighbor. As WEKU's Corinne Boyer reports, critics also want to know why Hankinson was hired in Louisville, despite a questionable tenure at the Lexington Police Department.
Protesters spoke out against the grand jury decision and called for reforms to the Lexington Police Department. Some raised concerns that the department had allowed Hankinson to resign from the force after a checkered tenure. They say firing him would have served as a warning to other departments, but community organizer April Taylor says the Taylor decision feels like something bigger than the conduct of the police.
Our criminal justice system does not exist to bring justice to black and brown people on any level. And so when people say, just wait, justice will be served, where is the justice?
Protests are planned in Lexington over the next several days. For NPR News, I'm Corinne Boyer.
The U.S. Senate held a reaffirmation to the U.S. Constitution Thursday. Every member on both sides of the aisle stated their commitment to a peaceful transfer of power during inauguration. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump needs to commit to doing the same.
Remind him, you are not in North Korea, you are not in Turkey, you are not in Russia, Mr. President, and by the way, you are not in Saudi Arabia. You are in the United States of America. It is a democracy. So why don't you just try for a moment to honor your oath of office?
The issue of a peaceful transfer of power arose after President Trump refused to promise to leave office if he loses re-election. He told reporters Wednesday that he'd wait to see what happens if results show he lost. New home sales rose last month to their highest level in over a decade. But as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, economists would like to see even more homes built.
The Commerce Department says new home sales rose about 5% from the month before as low interest rates helped motivate home buyers. But in many parts of the country, there aren't that many homes for sale, and that tight inventory is pushing up prices. The National Association of Realtors says the median price for an existing home is about $310,000. That's up more than 11% from a year ago. And that could eventually hurt sales if prices become unaffordable for too many people. But one obstacle to simply building more homes, the pandemic and the wildfires, mean delays for building materials and rising costs.
Chris Arnold reporting. This is NPR News. Brazil has the world's second highest number of registered COVID-19 deaths after the United States. Yet, as NPR's Philip Rees reports, its far-right president is seeing his popularity surge.
Few leaders are more dismissive of the coronavirus than Jair Bolsonaro. He rails against lockdowns, ignores social distancing, and often fails to wear a mask. Medical experts accuse him of worsening the pandemic in Brazil, where the official death toll is close to 140,000. Yet a new opinion poll by Ibope finds 40% of respondents rate his government as great or good. That's up 11 points from December before the crisis began. His disapproval ratings also down sharply to 41%. Analysts say this big jump in Bolsonaro's popularity is partly due to his government's emergency pandemic payments to the poor. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
The British government says it may take part in a study that involves deliberately infecting volunteers who, with an experimental coronavirus vaccine, to determine if the drug works. Proponents think that the approach may produce results faster than typical studies, which await reactions among volunteers who are given an experimental treatment and those who receive a placebo. A report in the Financial Times says the UK study is set to begin in January. Wall Street stocks closed slightly higher in trading Thursday, with the Dow gaining 52 points. The Nasdaq added 39. U.S. futures are higher in pre-market trading. Stocks across Asia are mixed. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.